It's EV News briefly for Tuesday, 5th of March. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the episodes first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Porsche previews the high-performance Taycan. We don't know what it's going to be called, but I'd have a guess at something like the Turbo GT. It's going to have a big old wing on the back, a new front splitter. It's going to be lower. It's just going to be this insane electric monster on March the 11th. That's coming. Volkswagen halting EV assembly at their Emden plant, and also line 2 at Zwickau because of a shortage of the new fancy pants motors, the AP550s. Those cars have the original motors, like the ID3 and Cupra Born, unaffected. VW is going to gain access to Tesla superchargers when they release their J3400 to CCS1 adapter by the end of the year. Now, they were late to the party anyway, so not surprising that they'll be one of the last ones to get the adapter. Ford's sales surged in February compared to the same month last year. And what drove it? This can't be right. EVs and hybrids. But we've been told all along that no one wants EVs anymore. No. Ford F-150 Lightning doing very well. Mach-E doing very well. And, of course, recent price cuts have made both those vehicles even more attractive. Mercedes-Benz EQVs had a bit of a midlife refresh before the new custom van comes on their new platform, the van, V-A-N.E-A platform in 2026. This'll do until then. All the reviews are out. Autocar says that it is the interior design replaces the original EQV's design elements with the latest MBUX displays and touchpad controllers with spacious leg and headroom and great air suspension. 90 kilowatt hour battery pack on that. The Renault 5 has amassed 50,000 orders ahead of launch. The Renault 5 pure electric vehicle, unveiled at the Geneva Motor Show, has a big old wait list now, and it starts at €25,000. It'll arrive in May. Nissan's partnering with Altilium for a £30 million EV battery recycling initiative here in the UK to ensure that no raw materials ever get wasted. Nissan is slashing the Ariya prices in the US by $6,000. The base one gets a $3,600 decrease. That goes down now to $41,000. The top tier, though, is still $56,000 for the e-Force version with the all-wheel drive, and that's a lot of money for a Nissan. But if you like your Ariya, it just got $6,000 cheaper. That gets the J3400 to CCS1 adapter, the upcoming one, which will allow access to the supercharger network and to use other chargers using the J3400 plug in 2025. CEO of Polestar, Thomas Ingenlath, says that the other car companies that have perhaps had a bit of a pause lately, Mercedes, Ford, Aston Martin, are going to be missing a trick, because if you pause now in the move to electric vehicles, you're going to miss building market share at a crucial time, says the Checks Notes CEO of the all-electric car company. Yeah, he would say that, but hey, I'm fully on board as a Polestar owner these days. I love the vehicle. BMW is going to have a Thai battery plant. They have a factory in Thailand which makes vehicles already, and now €42 million being spent to have batteries coming out of that Thai battery factory for BMW Mini and BMW Motorrad. An electric Range Rover Velar is going to debut with an innovative design that looks different to the current Velar. Of course, Range Rover is going to all go all electric. So the model is going to be the Jaguar, the Discovery, the Defender, and the Range Rover. And this one seen testing looks almost longer than the current Velar. Could it be a 7-seater? I wonder. Li Auto are launching the Mega EV, a Mega MPV. Told you about it last week on the podcast. Huge charge speeds, and it adds 300 miles in 12 minutes with that CATL battery pack. It's now rolling off the assembly line, and some news about the Cybertrucks that are being flipped. Got some more news on that. The one that was sold at auction at Mannheim for $244,000 last week has now turned up at a Porsche showroom in Florida. They've added $46,000. They want $290,000 for it. And that's briefly